Just one question in the halakha that we are discussing again, the laws of berachot. So it is clear, and we discussed this in previous halakhot, that if a person eats something or drinks something and he has no benefit from it at all, on the contrary, it's bitter to him or it's disgusting to him, he's mitzta'er ba'achilato, it pains him when he's eating it or when he's drinking it, which is, even though it might be a tasty item to other people, but for this guy, he has no taste, he has no benefit from it. So we said that there is no beracha, not a beracha rishona on the item, and not a beracha acharona on the item. Now you say, who would eat such an item like this? Where does it even start such a question? So sometimes, for example, the person has to take medicines. So the question really is, does a person have to make a beracha on a medicine? Well, if the medicine is a foul-tasting medicine, where he has no hana'ah from it, like some of the medicines do have that those properties, so of course there would be no beracha rishona and no beracha acharona. It goes without saying, if a person is taking medicine, that he just swallows a tablet, right? Let's say a capsule or something like that, so certainly he does not make a beracha on that as well. Our question today really is discussing, what about medicines that have a taste to them, and have a good taste to them? And this is very common today. For example, the children are given medicines that have cherry flavor, or bubblegum flavor, or even you have chewable tablets. For example, the vitamins that we have, vitamin C's and things like that, that are flavored, or the medicines that are in tablets, the chewables that they give to the children. Or even to the extent where you can have, let's say, like a NyQuil, or things like that, where it might not be the most delicious tasting item, but it's palatable, which means there is a little hana'ah that a person gets. He might not enjoy it tremendously, but it's not ma'us to him, and things like that. Does he make a beracha on these items? So really the question is, do you make a beracha on a medicine? So if we can go back to the Gemara Berachot and Daf Lam Midvav, we learned a very interesting case of a person taking olive oil and mixing it with beet juice, creating a mixture that the Gemara calls anigron, and the Gemara over there is discussing what's the beracha you make on anigron. The Gemara says if the shemen zayit is the primary ingredient, you make boreh pri ha'etz. So the Gemara asks, why would somebody make anigron putting more olive oil than beet juice? After all, the olive oils, you normally don't drink olive oil. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about a guy who's choshesh begrono, he has, let's say, a sore throat, and therefore drinking this item over here alleviates his sore throat. And the Gemara is saying, you make a beracha. So you see clearly, even though you're eating something for the sake of medicinal purposes, if you have a hana'ah from it, you have to make a beracha. And in truth, that's the way Maran is posek in Siman Resh Dalid Si'if Chet, that on a medicine that has a taste, a beracha must be made. Now, Hakam Uvadya in Chazon Uvadya brings down a She'elot u'tshuvot or chotecha lemedeni that wanted to say you don't make a beracha on medicine, and he wanted to base it on the Rambam in Dilchot Berachot Perek Aleph Halacha Bet, that the Rambam says if you're tasting something, you want to see how something tastes, you don't make a beracha on a mat'amit, even though you're swallowing it. But since your kavanah is to taste, there's no beracha on tasting. So he wanted to say, why? Because there you don't have intention to eat. So this rabbi wanted to say the same thing when you're taking medicine. You don't have intention to eat. You're just doing it for the medicine purpose. Therefore, you should have to make a beracha. Hakam Avadya rejects this and says, no, it's not so. By the case of mat'amit, you don't have intention to eat. You just want to taste it. But when you're taking a medicine, you do have intention to eat. You're eating the medicine. That's considered eating. It's not that you want to taste it, you want to ingest the medicine, swallow it and eat it. Therefore he says that one would have to make a beracha on a good tasting medicine. Now it should be pointed out that Birkat Hashem also concludes that in his Sefer and Perek Bet, in Chelek Bet, Perek Aleph Halakha Yutet, where he writes, and I quote, that צריך לברך לפניו אף פי שאין טעמו ערב כל כך לחך. That is important, because Maran, when he discusses the law of medicine, he writes v'ta'amo tov, that the taste is good. So Rabbi Moshe Levi says, Av Shalom, that Lashon of Maran, that the ta'amo tov, is lav dafka. What Maran is really just trying to tell us is that it's not ra, and he wants to bring a ra'ayah that the Magen Avraham, In that halakha, his language writes the betosfot lo niskral klal ta'amam tov. That the Magen Avraham makes a note on Maran that in Tosfot it doesn't mention the word that has to be tov. It just says it cannot be intolerable. It cannot be bad, foul tasting. So for the halakha, even if it's not great tasting, which means nobody's infatuated with the taste, but there is a certain hana'ah that he has on the medicine, and of course he would have to make a beracha rishona. Now when it comes to beracha harona, very hard to imagine a case where you make a beracha harona on a medicine, unless the guy's drinking a rivi'it of some sort of liquid medicine, which is really not that common. So therefore the halakha, when it comes to the beracha harona, in the majority, if not all the cases, there is no beracha harona, but there will be a beracha rishona. It should be noted, and this is really for a different halakha, but to keep in mind, since we're discussing medicines today, that if the medicines have a good flavor to them, of course one has to discuss the kashrut of these medicines. Because once already he's having a hana'ah from it, then one must make sure for certain that these medicines have a kashrut. That's not to say that all your medicines should be kosher, but there's leniencies maybe when it comes to medicines that have foul tasting taste. But when something has a good ta'am to it and you're benefiting from it, one must be certain that the kashrut of that medicine is 100% kasher. Lastly, you also have to keep in mind that when you're taking tablets, sometimes you take a little water in order to get the tablet down. That's for another discussion, but to keep in mind that the halakha does write that you only make a beracha on water if you're drinking it to quench your thirst. Hashote mayim lisma'o, the halakha says. And therefore one can argue that when you're taking a pill, if you're really not thirsty at the time, and you're only taking the pill just to get it down your throat so you don't have a hard time, so you would not make a beracha of shehakol on that water, because that water is not quenching thirst water. But you really have to know. Sometimes a person is thirsty anyway, and therefore he doesn't mind a drink of water. So one has to gauge himself at the time. Now that's only talking about water. But if a person, let's say, wants to swallow a pill with an orange juice or something like that, then already all the poskim say you have to make a beracha regardless. Only by water do the poskim talk about lisma, because water really doesn't have a taste. The hana'ah of water is in the quenching. Masha'enken on other beverages, the hana'ah is in the item itself. It has a ta'am to it. So therefore, if a person is drinking water in order to swallow a pill, so really has to analyze himself before he's drinking. If he's not thirsty and he's just doing it solely or exclusively to get the pill down, he does not make a shakol on the water.